I had the privilege of meeting your colleague, the Catholic Archbishop of Jos, in July, Archbishop Kaigama, just on the heels of the last terrible attack in Jos. He was obviously working for negotiations and for peace. Can you tell us what the situation is right now in Jos?
First of all, let me thank you for your assessment of my brother and friend, Archbishop Kaigama. He's actually a wonderful man to work with in Jos, and he is doing a great job. At the last Salah holidays, he was in the mosque breaking the fast with the Muslims. I was not in country. I believe I would have been with him. But I think that with that kind of ministry in Jos, some things are beginning to take a very good shape and a very good perspective. However, when you come into Jos, you will not be left in doubt that there is something wrong, because the checkpoints, the military presence, the heavy armored presence leaves you with the impression that something is definitely wrong here. But also, that in itself is creating, is not leaving the people to live their full lives. So little traders who before now will travel other places and sell their food items or sell their animals or cattle cannot easily do so because of the fear of the unknown, because nobody seems to know when next the next bomb might go off, or the next rocket, or the next gunshot. That is the situation now. But so far, in the last few weeks, there seems to be nothing that has happened very negatively.
We read in the news reports, I don't know how official they are, that the government is in fact seeking to talk with representatives of Boko Haram. Do you have any news of these negotiations?
Again, because of the very secretive nature of these discussions, and because it is a high security matter, I don't think that any ordinary people like us will know how these discussions are going on. But we encourage it, even though it's a backdoor thing. I think that the Boko Haram need to be listened to, and people need to know who they are, and people need to know exactly what they are asking for, or are they asking the things we read in the press? Is it really true? They're asking for the whole Nigeria to become Muslim and they cannot obey the laws of the country only if it is a Muslim law and Sharia, and they want to impose Sharia on everyone. I think those things need to be really ironed out, so that where negotiations should be made, it should be made, and where it cannot, then compromises will be struck at. So I will encourage it. However, I will also encourage the federal government, the same government, to also be in touch with those who have suffered the effects of Boko Haram's killings. There are people who are permanently homeless. There are people who have lost relatives. There are people whose businesses have gone almost forever. There are people whose lives will never be the same again. I think government need to provide a forum by which such people in different locations should be met, and some form of compensation and healing processes should be provided as well.
You speak of healing processes. Obviously, a bomb attack and killings have a tragic aftermath, but I think their consequences go even further. The people of Nigeria have lived for centuries in peace, in cohabitation, the different faiths together. Is the situation changing? Are Christians in Nigeria becoming afraid of their Muslim neighbors?
That naturally has happened. But that is where our ministry is called to bear on the situation. And we are working on that, and we are calling on all other well-spirited and good people to help us rebuild the community based on trust. Because what has happened is a breakdown of trust. And no society can get built without this aspect of trust. And we need to all rise up to walk together, and both the Christian communities and the Muslim communities and their church leaders and mosque leaders should begin walk straight away. What does bring our walk backwards is when suddenly there's another bomb or when suddenly there's another attack that sets our walk backwards. But we are not giving up. We will continue to help people build trust so that we return again our communities in Nigeria and particularly in Jos to how they have always lived before.
When I spoke to Archbishop Kaigama in July, he expressed his belief that some kind of international intervention could one day be necessary, could be helpful. What is your thought regarding this?
I would rather think of an international assistance to make Nigerians make their communities work better. Because the international intervention, I don't know which one, if it is a United Nations or kind of operations, I will discourage it. But if it is some international assistance with aid groups and with counseling groups and with those kinds of resettlement groups, I think that is the most needed for now.
Are people actually in need of basic necessities?
Yes. Look, before the Boko Haram insurgency and attacks, poverty was an issue. People were already in need. Now, when you allow this kind of attacks to come on top of people, then the needs is even more increased than ever before. There's so many orphans now. There's so many widows now. And there are people with broken limbs, in hospitals, broken hands, people who cannot fend for themselves meaningfully anymore. That is on the increase.
So we're actually talking about food, shelter, and health care. It's that bad.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I understand you are a guest of Release International, this association that works for persecuted Christians and who works for religious freedom. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing in the UK at the moment?
Well, what I am doing is finding a voice through Release to make sure that the voice of reason is heard, the call people and communities to come together, to live together, to build the nation together. That important aspect of human life, that the world should know that that is our heart's desire. That is the desire for most of the people in Jos in Plateau State, and that is the desire for most of the people in northern Nigeria. And to help to make appeals so that the violence might come to an end. The killings are too much, and they are not helping our cause at all. Economies are grounding to a halt in most states. Human life is becoming completely miserable. Relationships and social life is coming to nothing. People are living in misery. I don't think that is the way we can build a community or a state or a nation. So Release International is helping carry that voice out so that both the Christians and the Muslims and even those who have no Christian or Muslim background at all should know that community building is a work of a people, and we are that people, no matter our faith persuasions, who are able to build a community, and we should come together to do that so that violence may come to an end and human life may find its meaning in normal life.
Archbishop, you are an African. Do you feel the world cares about Africa, or do you sometimes get the feeling that you have been exploited and abandoned?
Quite frankly, I sometimes wonder, because as an African, when I look at the African continent, there is not a single story that goes out of Africa on any Western media that looks good. Even when Africans have struggled to win a World Cup in any event, that is not celebrated as much as the poverty and the difficulties of Africa shown on the screens. But let me be honest with you, that gives me even the more reason to work harder so that Africa will get out of its doldrums and become a celebrated continent. However, we cannot do it alone. So we rely on supporters like you and other well-meaning people like Release, who will help get out the African voice and that there is hope for Africa to be better than it is now.
Absolutely, I agree. Is there anything you'd like to say on Vatican Radio, an appeal you'd like to make for your nation or for Africa itself?
I'd like to ask for prayers for the church in Africa so that there will be no opportunity given for the African church to contemplate revenge or retaliation at any point. I'd like to appeal for prayers for the church in Africa to have a heart of forgiveness, which is the heart of Christ, so that with time, God might bring healing upon our land and blessing to its people.